This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program.
And I'm Terry Wade. Today we are doing a little bit unusual thing. Usually we talk about a show that is up. In this case, we're talking about a show and an event that will be on one day only, Saturday, July 19th, and that is the second annual open studio of Dan Chen, an artist has been working in Eugene many, many years, is involved with the Pacific Rim Gallery, but most people don't really know the depth and what he does. Now, I've been out to the studio many times, Sandy, but we were out there together Sunday, and
well,
you were the first time, so give us
a
report.
I was wearing sandals, or I would have blown my socks off. I tell you, Dan has purchased an old Grange Hall that was built in 1917, but it looks fantastic. Of course, he's done some beautiful remodeling, but a lot of it's the original wood. When you walk in the front, wonderful space, just full of art, and right in the entryway it has to be a 12-foot-high bronze sculpture of a boy releasing a bird from a cage. Mm-hmm. His hand is extended, and the bird is flying away from it. And it just seems to fill the lofty, airy spaces of that studio.
The upstairs is the gallery section, and all of this is Dan's work. He does sculpture, painting, pastel. I think you name it, he has experience in doing these. His focus is on animals, birds. He will be introducing a brand new bronze casting called the Sentinel. And what kind of a bird is that one?
It's a great blue heron.
A great blue heron, life size, with some cattails. And he will also have a bronze that I don't think has been shown in Eugene. It's two life-size peacocks, and he will have that one on display as well.
He has another project that is phenomenal. It's called the Ark, and these are miniatures, actually, miniature bronzes, mm-hmm, of all the animals on the planet in paleontological times, as well as contemporary, meaning dinosaurs and pterodactyls, right, and chickens, but two of everything. They're just insanely charming.
Yes.
I also want to mention something very... He has a quirky sense of humor. You have to look for it with Dan, because he has such classical training. A metal bronze chicken house, molded barn shakes, and on one wall is a hand-painted silk panel of hen and chicks. So it's this very Asian, you know, silk panel. Mm-hmm. Then there's a bronze rooster on the roof. The doors are open because it's a house.
As though that's not enough.
There's more. There's a golden egg inside. So it's beyond sculpture. It goes into installation art. Right. But it mixes all of these fantastically difficult skills together.
Well, I agree. His sense of humor is certainly there. This studio is located at 2360 Bailey Hill Road. It's just beyond the Kennedy School out there on Bailey Hill Road, not too far out. It will go on Saturday, July 19th from 10 to 4. And I will post some more information. If you go to klcc.org, Viz City, there'll be some more information.
I think that he'll be doing raku demonstrations. There'll be a variety of activities all through the day, and maybe an evening presentation or entertainment.
Well, it goes from 10 to 4. The raku will be in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. When we talked to him Sunday, he wasn't exactly sure of when things were happening.
What would normally be the stage can be a stage, but he could also turn it into a classroom.
Right.
This is a phenomenal space, I think, and it's full of remarkable art.
And then downstairs is his studio,
which will also be open. Oh, my goodness.
We didn't even get to that.
Everything. I really urge people to get out and experience a world-class artist. It's like having a Nobel Prize winner right here in Eugene.
This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Wade.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.